March is Reading Month in Michigan, and a new book has been named as the featured title of the 2017 Michigan Reads One State, One Children's Book Program. WKAR's Brooke Allen gets together with Kathy Lancaster, Youth Services Director at Library of Michigan, to talk about the book, Bubblegum, Bubblegum, by Lisa Wheeler.
She's a Michigan author. She lives about an hour south of Lansing, and she's actually touring around the state this month. So we will have her at public libraries and schools around the state, and the schedule is up on our Michigan Reads website as well.
Oh, very cool.
And this features a lot of Michigan animals.
As
we go through the story. Bubblegum, bubblegum, chewy, gooey bubblegum, icky, sticky bubblegum, melting in the road. Along comes a toad, a fine, fat toad, a fine, fat, wild, splat, wart-backed toad. So we'll find out what happens as the other animals join him in the sticky bubblegum.
You would think that it's a given to read with your child.
You would think, but you know what? A lot of people, if they weren't read to, if a parent now wasn't read to as a child themselves, they might not think of that as a daily activity to read aloud with their children.
So how important is it?
It's very important. 0 to 3, your child's synapses are firing away at the greatest rate they ever will in their lifetime. They're developing a lot of vocabulary in those early years, and that's really the basis for kindergarten preparedness, is to have a larger vocabulary, and they get that through reading books with their parents. Parents are the first and best teachers for their children.
So you said 0 to 3, so you're talking about newborn to 3 years old.
Yes, very young age. And up through about 5, even, we like to promote every child ready to read in the public libraries, where the public librarian models to parents and their caregivers, children's caregivers, the 5 practices of early literacy.
Okay, so tell me what those practices are.
Sure. We have talk, read, play, write, and sing. And those 5 practices all capture various early literacy skills. So, for example, with singing to your child, that is really capturing phonological awareness. That's breaking down the sounds in words. And so singing's really important. Play is also very important at a young age. A lot of times parents might feel a little uncomfortable playing with their child, again, going back to if they weren't played with as a child, or they feel like too much play. They want to sit down and read
like we need
from
to
start
do work
to finish,
and,
right. But really, it's that play, that interaction, that builds a love of reading.
I know how you got this book, Mom.
How did I get this book?
You get this book from the library.
Yep, you get this book from the library. That's right.
If you had one thing to advise parents to do as far as reading to their child, what would it be?
Sure thing. I always try to remind parents to have fun. And I try to model that when I'm conducting story times. Just have fun, relax, make reading enjoyable, and don't get too stressed out if your little one is running around and not necessarily sitting still and listening all the time. They will come back in, they will tune back in, and I'm sure really enjoy the habit of reading.
Chewy, gooey bubblegum.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Along comes a toad, a fine, fat toad, a fine, fat, wild, splat, wart-backed toad.
Oh, yeah, I did see this boy.
Oh, he's pretty cute.
Yeah, he was
wart-backed. Oh, along comes a shrew, a bad mood shrew, a bad mood, how rude, tough dude shrew. What do you think of him? He's wearing a baseball hat.
A shit. I think he's from the town, Mom.